miss something? Catch up right here with Claire and Dane.
Woolworths have come with an amazing initiative.
Yeah, they've had it for a while.
It's nothing new, where you walk into the... I know it's at the Big Woolies.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen it at the Little Woolies, but it might be there as well.
Probably would be. I think it's just generally.
You walk in and there at the sort of front is a stand with bananas and apples mm-hmm. and pears and some other fruit, depending on what's sort of seasonal and what's available. And it says, free fruit for kids.
Which is awesome.
Which is great, because we do have an obesity problem in this country,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of kids are overweight. So this is a fantastic way of getting them eating nutritionally. And the thing is as well, often when kids are shopping with their parents, they're like, Mom, can I have this? Mom, can I have that? And they often give them something to shut them up, so like some chips or a chocolate or something like that.
Yeah.
This is a much better way. So they're eating something, they're doing something, and it's
not
healthy.
Only to keep them quiet, but also so that they're not touching everything.
Yeah, keep their grubby hands to themselves. Now, I walked into Woolworths the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little bit peckish, and I don't mind snacking on things while I'm shopping. We've all grabbed a grape or tasted a pea before we've got a bag full of the stuff, haven't we?
See, this is,
haven't we?
This is a gripe I have.
But have you?
No.
You never have. You've never eaten a grape to test it.
Once I've purchased it, yeah.
Never just to grab one to eat.
No.
I find that very hard to believe. It's like people that say they've never vomited after drinking too much. It's not possible. So you've never ever done it?
No.
That's a different story we'll talk about tomorrow.
Okay.
But I took a bit of free fruit. I took a banana to munch on. And a parent was there, a mother with her couple of kids.
Yeah.
And I got this, the angriest look of,
really?
You're not allowed to do that. That's for children. I was like, she didn't say that. That was like the
but
look
But it was
I
that
got.
Look.
Yes.
And like, I just went, you're an adult?
Yeah, you shouldn't be doing that. Go and buy a banana, then eat it.
Pretty much, yeah.
Is that what you think? You think I'm in the wrong?
Well, I mean, it specifically says it's for kids. I know you're a big kid at heart, but that doesn't count.
9 times out of 10, I reckon a kid would start to eat it, not eat it, and finish it and give it to their parents to eat. So what's the difference?
The difference is that it's for kids. It's supposed to be there to help keep them busy and healthy and everything else. Otherwise, they'd just be giving out free fruit for everyone.
13, 12, 16... Can adults take the free fruit from Woolies?
And then what happens if a kid comes in and there's no fruit left because you've eaten it all?
I take one piece. I'm not sitting there eating it or making a fruit salad out of it.
No, but what if there's only a few pieces left?
Well, tough luck.
Oh.
Josh has called through this morning. Josh, can adults take the free fruit from Woolies?
Definitely not.
Oh, wasn't expecting that, Josh. That's a punch to the guts. Why not, buddy?
Because it's there for the children, mate.
See? See, it's to keep the kids healthy and happy.
That's exactly right. Dane obviously doesn't have kids.
No.
No.
I don't have kids, Josh. Now, do you have children?
Yes, mate.
And have they taken the free fruit?
Yes.
Have they finished it all? Have they handed it to you because they weren't hungry anymore and have you finished
it? No, they've finished it or they get wrapped up and get given to them when we get home.
You're a liar.
Dane!
All right, Josh, on the other point that Claire made or that I made, do you take a grape to taste it before you buy a whole bunch?
No.
Oh,
see?
What is wrong with you people? All right.
You got to purchase it.
Well, yeah, that's right.
Every grape you take, it may only be a cent,
all right,
but it's still a cent.
How high is it up there on your high horses, you two? Bloody hell. Hey, thanks for your call, Josh.
Thanks, Josh.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah, thanks very much. You're trying to tell me, out of everyone that listens to this show, no one does what I do.
No one that's willing to own up, at least.
You can stay anonymous.
You're
back
not supposed
me up.
To do it.
Well, there's no rule. It doesn't say
it
exclusively
says kids.
For kids.
It does.
Yeah, Lego also says for ages 4 to 14, but I still buy it and build it, don't
well,
I?
You're just a bit special, though. Dane, we all know that before myself here at the radio station, Carly was your co-host.
Yep.
And I understand Claire, Carly, similar names.
Yes.
So I understood when I first got here and people called me Carly by accident.
Yep.
No big deal. Now, you know that I'm not good at confrontation. I'm not good at telling people, sorry, wrong name.
I often did it.
Because I don't, well, it's embarrassing.
Someone would say, hey, Dane, how are you? And Carly, how are you? And I'll be like, it's not Carly, it's Claire. Because you would, I'll leave it a beat. And wait and hope that you would say, sorry, it's Claire. You never did. So I'd have to jump in and say, it's actually Claire.
Well, I just, yeah, I always felt a little bit awkward, because then they feel awkward and then it becomes an awkward situation.
It's their fault.
I know, but I don't like people feeling awkward. Anyway, so I left it.
Yep, you did.
I've been here a year and a half.
Yeah, almost 18 months.
And people still call me Carly.
Yes, they do.
There are certain stores in town when I walk in, they still call me Carly. Ooh. I have corrected them.
They still call you Carly.
They still call me. And I hate doing it, so I don't correct every time.
No.
And then I met someone recently who called me Carly over and over.
Did you stop them the first time?
No.
Well, then that's on you. That's your fault.
But
can I shout out to one person that does call you Carly?
Who?
Mayor John Dalbroy.
Oh. So, okay, for those who haven't
heard
this story.
But then he corrected you.
For those who haven't heard this story, and I apologise, Mayor, and I'm not trying
He's
to,
a big
to
fan
make
of the
fun
show.
Of you. Yeah. We were hosting something and I said, and now it's Mayor John Dalbroy. And he came on. He said, thanks, Dane. Thanks, Carly.
Oh, no, Johnny.
And Dane went, it's Claire, mate. And it was so super awkward.
No, he's great. He's fine now. He knows.
Yes.
He knows your name's Claire.
Yes. The last time I saw him, he made that awkward conversation of, Claire.
Gotcha. Yeah. We love you, John.
We do. We really do. But, yeah, so it happens quite often. And I've told my family about it and stuff. Mm. The other day, actually over Christmas, we went to go get Sam suits from a store in Sydney.
Yeah.
And I said, we're here for the Bryant party. It's for Sam and Claire.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, let me have a look. Oh, I can't seem to find them here. So she goes and speaks to a manager. She's like, oh, it's for Carly and Ben. And I was like, oh, my God. So I told my mum about all of this. Last time I spoke to her, she was like, how are you, Carly?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, did they do that right, Carly?
Oh, no.
And she just kept calling me Carly, thinking it was hilarious.
Your mum. Oh, Lindy.
She thought it was just, like, top-notch. It's not top-notch.
It's not your name.
No.
You've had enough.
I have. I have absolutely had enough. Not only here in the Riverina, when I go to pick up suits for my wedding day.
Well, I get Sam's wrong name's wrong as well, so that's, like, you know. Bit of both.
No, but they did it like four or five times in the half an hour. And she's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I keep getting it wrong. I'm like, it's not Carly. And now my mother.
What do you want to do about it? How can you fix this? I want to make you a shirt. I want to do
I was gonna
I'm
say,
make
we
your
need
shirt.
Billboards.
We need billboards. And I'd love to get a billboard. And I promise I'll make you a shirt and you'll have it by the end of next week.
We need to change the name of the show.
Two.
It's not Carly, it's Claire and Dane.
It is Claire and Dane.
I know, but it's not Carly.
Oh,
it's Claire
no,
and Dane.
No, because that's going to confuse people even more. They'll be like, there'll be three people here then.
Okay, then. What's her name again? It's Claire and Dane.
Sure. I'm happy with that. Let me take care of it, okay? Leave it to me.
I'm so done.
It's 19 minutes past that. It's Carly and Dane on Hit 99.7.
Don't do it, Dane!
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's Claire and Dane.
Claire.
And Dane.
Right now, though, we're talking about Bernard Tomic.
Exactly right. From I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, it was a crazy night last night. And in four seasons of the show, after only three nights in the jungle, Bernard Tomic decided to walk.
Yeah. He decided to finally say, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. No one's ever done it before without being eliminated.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly right. So, look, it's 50-50. There's sort of two sides to this story, or two sides to him and what people think of the story.
Yeah.
Let's first of all go to what he had to say in his exit interview with Dr. Chris Brown.
Yes.
Dr. Chris Brown pretty much just finished saying, look, I just want to see you happy. I don't worry about tennis or what you've done in the past with your tennis. He said, during camp, you looked legitimately sad in there. And I just want to see you happy, be it 6 months in a year. And this is sort of his response to that.
As soon as I got there, I was... my mind was a bit twisted, and you know, the more hours I spent in there, the more depressed I became to come. So I think it's one of the reasons, because you know, I had such a bad year, I didn't play that much tennis, and I was regretting my 2017 season. So having started only a month and a half ago, getting back into it, I won finally a couple matches now this round open qualifying, and almost won my third match. So I did the right things the last couple months, and I think coming here was the wrong move, and it just made me think as soon as I got into camp.
Coming in was the wrong move, and at the end of that he said he just wants to get back to doing what he does best. So he wants to get back on the training court, back into tennis.
Yeah, but he also said in that exit interview that tennis wasn't his love.
Yeah, he likes it, he doesn't love it.
Yeah, and it kind of got a bit confusing.
Yeah, all right, so this is sort of where I'm at. Now, if he wasn't sure before he ran in the jungle why sort of go in at all? Like millions on his appearance fee. Mm-hmm. I don't know what sort of how that's going to work out now. He's sort of quit. There'll be something in his contract, I'd imagine. Logistics. What about flights? What about all the marketing about the tennis player going in? And again, there's probably the last thing on a lot of people's minds, like, you go to this show to play for a charity. His charity's sort of been left high and dry because no one really voted for him or anything like that.
And not only that, but not only is his charity left high and dry, when they asked him what's going to happen with the charity, he went straight back to tennis, like just talking about his own life. He didn't even acknowledge.
Now, on the other side during that bit, you may have heard he mentioned he was depressed in the jungle. He needed to focus on what he does best. And that was a big thing about this. He did look sad in the jungle and he did mention depressed quite a lot of times in the jungle. Now, if it's legitimate, now, if this young man legitimately has some issues, he needed to get out of that place, because being by yourself or feeling like you're isolated is the worst place to be if you're feeling like that. But for me, if he does feel like that, he needs to get out and get help, like anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, Claire, and this is the cynical side of me and probably a lot of other people around Australia about Bernard Tomic, he's known for quitting. He's known for tanking. He's known for not giving it 100%. Has he just used the term depressed as another excuse?
See, I'm on the opposite side of the story to you, because as soon as someone says something like that, and the way that he acted in the jungle, the way that everything came out, the fact that he probably was on his own in the sense of like time to think, time to get in his own head for the first time in God knows how long.
Mm.
I think that depression probably did creep in.
Mm.
And I think it may be that as much as he says he's depressed, he may not fully understand what that means for him just
yet. Well, he's only 24, 25, I think.
Yeah. And so it may be that he does need to seek counselling or help and get the help that he needs. And I hope that he does that when he comes back into Australia. I'm not the biggest tennis fan. I don't know about his career path as such, but I worry about him as a person.
Yeah. And it's funny because you're coming from this side, so you probably the most you've seen of Tomic has been from this show, right?
Yeah.
Where a lot of people have a lot of background information on him, who's followed his career. And he's polarizing. It's fascinating. Did he go on the show for the right reasons? Definitely not. Should he have gone on the show? Definitely not.
I think the fact
that
he had thoughts of not going in the first place, he should have stuck with his guns and said, look, I just can't go.
Exactly right.
By the way, if you do need any crisis support, Lifeline's phone number is 13 11 14.
Exactly right. Claire, I'm sick of hearing about social media influencers.
You're sick of hearing about them.
Instagram, YouTube, social media. Anyone can be a celebrity in this day and age, can't they, really?
Well, I thought you wanted to be one.
Exactly.
So you're sick of hearing about them, so you're going to become one?
Correct.
Oh, yeah, that works.
this is off the back of a couple of weeks ago, a UK influencer sent a letter to a bed and breakfast, a hotel, and said, look, for YouTube, Instagram and social posts, can I stay for free? Old mate, the hotel went, no chance.
Nah,
laid into her quite a bit. She then released a 17-minute video about it. He didn't name her. She just came out and ended up saying it. And it's just like, I don't need your help for influence. I'm okay. We've got more followers than you do, that type of thing. And I thought, influencers have really, and that term influencer on social media, it's such a, I find it fascinating.
Yeah. What, like, and this is the thing, is those influencers a lot of the time don't actually, they I think most of them go out to be influencers, but most of them don't make it to be anything. They're just another person on Instagram.
Yeah, but then obviously they'll take a photo with, say, their latest protein shake or some berries.
And all of a sudden, bam!
Exactly right. I do like the new Instagram rule saying hashtag ad, though, if it's a sponsored post. I really do. So it really separates the, hey, I love this
now,
product, to this. So I'm going to become one. But I'm not going to do all that fancy stuff, Claire. I think, and it starts tomorrow, posting every day for February, because it's the shortest month of the year. Every day I'll be posting a photo, but it's just going to be everyday stuff. Stuff that everybody does. You, me, John who's walking the dog, Sally down the road who's got to get ready for work now, and Stephen who's dropping the kids off at school this morning. Everyday jobs that I don't think get highlighted enough on social media.
So are you talking about like actual jobs, or are you talking about like household duties, or like what?
Everything. Everything.
You're not going to take a toilet photo, are you?
There may be one of those, because we go to the toilet. Everyone goes to the toilet.
Okay.
And if hashtag Sorbent want to get on board, they're more than welcome.
I can't wait to see how long it takes for Instagram to block one of your photos because it doesn't meet the criteria. We can't talk everyday life here. It's all about fakeness.
Yeah. It seems like that sometimes. But do you think it's going to work? Can I influence people by simply doing everyday tasks? Or is that not what people want to see on the Instagram?
You know what? I think you should give it a go because people may be interested. People are interested in other people's lives, but don't want you to know they're interested.
Yes.
It's like people watching. People love people watching. And that's what you're doing, basically, just a more inside view.
And way more public.
Yeah.
To my 330 followers.
Maybe make a sped up video of you making Lego.
Great. I love it. I'll do that most days. Get home, build a bag, put it on the collection. Because a lot of the bags, never mind. Starts tomorrow. Hashtag daily life or hashtag Dane's daily life, do you think?
I think Dane's daily life.
Right.
Because otherwise you may get missed in the crowd.
Yeah, I don't want that to happen. Join me tomorrow. Hashtag Dane's daily life. It starts.
We'll probably post a week's worth at once on our Facebook, like a few photos.
Sure.
Do you think?
Yeah, more than happy to do that. But there'll be one a day on my Instagram at Dane_McGurk. Mm-hmm. Let's get those followers up. Get involved. Follow me. You're welcome.
But our man on the ground right now, not in LA, but in New York, is Dean McCarthy. He joins us right now. Morning, Dino.
G'day, guys. Good morning. I'm literally coming to you live from the streets of New York. So if you hear beeping and howling and grumpiness, we're live. We're really, really live. I want to kick off today with a really sad story. Unfortunately, this is the lead story in Hollywood today, and it is very, very sad to report that Mark Salling, one of the stars of Glee, he played Puck in Glee, you may remember, when the show was on, has taken his life today, and an official statement was released by his lawyer and family today. Very, very sad news in Los Angeles. He was due for jail, actually. He was looking at 4 to 7 years in jail coming up in a couple of months. So very, very sad way to start the day.
Yeah, exactly right, Dino. And just remember, if you or anyone else you know needs some help with anything, to talk about anything, make sure you call Lifeline on 13 11 14.
Now, Dino, let's change pace here. Tom Cruise, he's a bit of a diva, and he's had some demands put in place.
Okay. This is so awesome. You're not going to read this anywhere because I got this from a juicy, exclusive person, a source. This is what I heard. Oh, my goodness. So awesome. So Tom Cruise, one of my friends works for Tom Cruise. My friend is 6'6", and Tom Cruise demands that all of his tall staff don't hang around him in the office. So if he's walking down, I'm not even kidding, if he's walking down the hallway, my friend has to go into one of the meeting rooms.
What?
He does not allow all the tall. I know, I'm serious. That's the first thing. The second thing, and this is just blows my mind, his office is on the 32nd floor, okay? But in the elevator, there's no button for 32nd floor. You have to press two secret buttons at the same time to take you to his floor. So you can't just access his floor. Like, he literally lives like Lex Luthor or something, or Batman or something. So his secret office on a secret floor in the building. Isn't that fascinating?
I love that. Mm. I love it. Now, finally as well, Dino, Melania Trump. She's taken a holiday after a porn star revealed a bit of an affair with Donald Trump.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, exactly. So it's one of the biggest headlines in politics at the moment is this porn star has come forward and claimed she had an affair with the current president. She alleged that he paid her $130,000 to keep quiet. I guess she got paid more to not keep quiet. I don't know. But look, what's happened is Melania has taken a $70,000 vacay, little trip away. I mean, I don't know, where can you go for 70 grand? The moon? I don't know. But anyway, she's gone away amidst this obvious drama and, you know, tornado that is the story. And now she's finally back in the White House. So I'll keep you posted as we learn more on this. It's a pretty ugly story, and it's a very, very, you know, awkward story as well to be so public.
Dino, has Trump said anything about any of this yet?
He denies everything. He keeps denying everything. And his spokespeople, I don't believe he's said anything directly, but his spokespeople have come forward. And I think he's said a few tweets. I can't keep up with all his tweets. I need a personal assistant to keep up with them all.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure he said it's fake news. So that's all it is, mate. It's all it is. Hey, Dino, thank you so much.
Thanks,
we'll catch
Dino.
Up again on Friday.
Bye, guys.